Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 70. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 39. Highs around 68 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 83 Thursday with a slight chance for showers. 81 mainly clear Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly wrapped up yesterday afternoon signing 6 different bills into law officially for the state of Kansas, with during the statement saying that they were quote-unquote common sense laws coming from the Kansas State Legislature. As KSNT News reports that Kansas Governor Kelly signed into law Senate Bill number 2 that validates election results for the bond issuance questions that were within USD 200's Board of Education for Greeley County. Senate Bill 7 that increased statutory limits on bonds that are issued by township or township populations. Senate Bill 8 that required drivers to proceed with caution when passing statutory vehicles that are displaying hazard warning lights. Senate Bill 175 that updates the definition of athletic trainers in the state and also provides an exemption for those that may be licensed in other states. And House Bill 2261 that resolves the ambiguity surrounding the classification of Kansas Highway Patrol majors. Other more controversial bills do sit on the governor's desk, and she has not said whether she will sign or veto the bills.
Tracy Lawrence.
Time marches on.
Is coming to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort Friday, April 4th.
Baby of Birmingham.
Tracy Lawrence live in concert in an all-ages show. Tickets for Tracy Lawrence are available now at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. Don't miss Tracy Lawrence live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort off North Highway 77 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has announced that they will be hosting their statewide virtual disaster preparedness summit coming up on Tuesday, March 25th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. As KSN News reports, according to the Division of Emergency Management, they say the summit is set to help Kansas residents learn how to prepare for disasters, including storm safety, alert and warning notifications, fire safety, mitigation, along with other crises. If you would like to participate in the preparedness summit with the Kansas Department of Emergency Management, you can get the information by going to the Division of Emergency Management's website for the Zoom link or by calling the telephone number of 785-414-8636 and using the conference ID number. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has received a new bill that was passed by the state legislature requiring quarterly reports of Kansas non-citizens' driver's license to be checked. They say the bill passed out of the House with an 83-35 vote that would require a monthly report to the Secretary of State's office with personal information for the non-citizens.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing concern about online content, misinformation, and, quote, deep fakes regarding political content, a new piece of legislation has been introduced into the state legislature that would create regulations around computer-generated, quote, deep fakes of certain politicians running for office 90 days before an election in the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, according to Legislative Bill 615, known as the Nebraska Political Accountability and Disclosure Act, they say they do first define what a deepfake is as a synthetic media that depicts a candidate of political party with the intent to injure the reputation of the candidate or party or otherwise deceive a voter. They go on to say that any type of those ads online of the deepfakes would be banned at least 90 days prior to the election date. According to the legislation, they say the deepfake must appear to a reasonable person that a real person is saying something or doing something that did not actually occur in reality.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The board's working with them to get job descriptions and work on annual evaluations. There was extended discussion regarding the change in prescription coverage for county employees. The county clerk is getting ready for city and school municipal elections this year. County councilor starting to discuss a tax sale. Public Works continues work on roads and maintenance. Emergency management is gearing up for fire and tornado season, and the weather spotting class has been rescheduled. Sheriff full staffed in the jail, but still down two officers. One is currently attending academy. The treasurer reports second half 24 taxes are due May 10th. Extension is busy doing tax returns and signing people up for Social Security and Medicare with supplements as they turn 65. The county attorney advised local crime is increasing. An appraiser noted valuation notices have gone out. They're busy setting appeal hearings. Personal property notices will be mailed May 1st. The appraiser's office is seeking contractors for bids for the office construction and repair from recent water damage. Clerk of the district court has a couple of upcoming jury trials. Register of deeds receiving oil and gas leases. The agency on aging has seen an increase in out-of-county rides. Health department is sponsoring a community baby shower Saturday, April 26th, in conjunction with community partners from 9 to noon. This is also Drug Take It Back Day. The health department will be coordinating school visits this spring with their community outreach clinics. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Senior Services advised of an open house for the Senior Hub at the community building in Seneca, planned Monday, March 31st, from 1 to 3:30. Gage County Board of Supervisors continued discussion on a request for a consultant proposal for engaging in design, siting, and construction administrative services for a proposed multi-custody county jail, with unanimous approval following for an RFP for the project due April 16th. The board approved a one-time $7,000 contribution in support of one property at a time in Blue Springs for a tourism enhancement project. Low-level flights in southern Gage County are being conducted with aerial survey teams based out of the Beatrice Airport, expected to continue operations into mid-April. They're measuring natural variations in the Earth's magnetic field and gravitational changes in the area. There is no risk to people, animals, or plants with no energy emitted. No photography or video data will be collected, with helicopter flights around 200 feet above ground level along pre-planned flight paths. State Fire Marshal's Office continuing investigation into the fire that broke out at the former Dempster's in Beatrice Friday evening, initially beginning in a semi-trailer at the back of the property. It's being investigated as incendiary, which indicates the fire was deliberately started, either intentionally or unintentionally. Fire Marshal has confirmed the investigation is ongoing. Firemen contained the blaze, but quickly spread to the middle of the compound before being extinguished. A partial demolition was conducted on Sunday to remove a section near Highway 77. That area deemed a safety concern due to risk of collapse onto the street. Another section at the back of the property was tackled Monday. However, with ongoing demolition efforts, Highway 77 may remain closed. City of Beatrice does not own the entirety of the property. As such, they're currently limited to addressing immediately public safety concerns and actively working to acquire the entire property through foreclosure, with a long-term goal of demolishing the entire complex and disposing of any hazardous materials that remain. EPA in 2022 successfully removed old diesel fuel and other hazardous materials from the site and will remain a key partner in removing any existing demolition after the fire. The collaboration with the city of Beatrice continues. River Valley Extension District in Washington County continues a series of community coffees Wednesday, March 26th from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Palmer Cafe. Enjoy a coffee and donuts and a conversation Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. at the Palmer Cafe. Washington County will test tornado sirens this morning at 10 a.m. on the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today. Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and peaches. Tomorrow, pork loin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Then partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Thursday, mostly cloudy with our highs in lower to mid-80s. Rain showers may continue throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March 60, record high on this date 95, the average low 35, and the record low is 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:22, sunset this evening at 7:44. It's 42 degrees, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 25th of March. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
In agriculture, weed control is a costly and time-consuming process. Upgrade your sprayer's efficiency with the newest PWM technology from Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville. Pulse width modulation controls your sprayer's flow rate and pattern, providing better accuracy and coverage on weeds, while most importantly, saving you money on chemical. Covering more ground in less time means you can focus on growing your operation. So call Darren today at 785-363-6101. Don't miss out on smarter, more efficient spraying practices for years to come with a new PWM sprayer system from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, located south of Waterville.
March is Agriculture Appreciation Month, and Helena Agri Enterprises thanks the local ag industry for the products, services, and jobs they make available to the community. Buy local whenever possible to support your community and local ag businesses. From your friends at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia.
The round of 16, all of a sudden, not so sweet. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The women's tournament, like the men, down to 16 teams remaining in the field. Among those advancing last night, two of the one seeds, Texas and USC. But in USC's win, a major loss. The Trojans see Juju Watkins going down in the first quarter with a torn ACL.
Devastating. You know, Juju is a player that moves so effortlessly. You watch her and she glides and she floats and she's so fast and explosive. She's also not very emotional. You don't see very many reactions from Juju out there on the court. She's stone cold as she tears defenses apart. So it's twofold to watch her go down, but then to see her in so much pain. That's why it's so heartbreaking.
ESPN analyst Andrea Carter, USC, says Watkins will have surgery and then begin rehab. Trojans win last night. They get Kansas State in the round of 16. Also in that region, UConn and Oklahoma. move into a matchup of the 2 and 3 seeds for the round of 16. Connecticut into the Sweet 16 for the 31st consecutive year. Regional 3, the top seed, Texas, advances. They'll seed Tennessee next. North Carolina beats West Virginia in Regional 2. Tar Heels into the round of 16, where they will get Duke. Also in that region, the game of the day yesterday, Maryland outlasting Alabama in double overtime. Regional 1, NC State, the 2 seed by 34 over Michigan State. Wolfpack will face LSU in the round of 16. NBA, Mavs a 120-101 win over the Nets. Anthony Davis, 12 points in his first game in 6 weeks. Lakers fall to Orlando. LA has dropped 3 straight by double digits. Nuggets also lose, 10-point loss to the Bulls. Kobe Wright, 37 in the win for Chicago. Suns get a bucket from Devin Booker with a second and a half to go. They beat Milwaukee.
It's spring, which means it's the best time to shop for all the new looks you love at Macy's. Like bold floral midi dresses, light and airy linen suits for any occasion. Updates like must-have denim handbags that bring the whole look together, and so much more. So come into Macy's today and find a few of your favorites for spring. Or maybe even more than a few.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mow.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. After a deep dive last week, stocks have posted back-to-back advances. The Dow Jones on Monday rose 600 points and closed at 42,583. The S&P picked up 1.75%. The NASDAQ Composite gained 2.25%. President Trump now promises to slap 25% tariffs on imports from countries that buy oil or gas from Venezuela. He may be easing off on some other sanctions, though. Sources tell ABC News next week's reciprocal tariffs may be narrowed. Shares in President Trump's side hustle, meanwhile, jumped 9% in extended trading Monday after Trump Media announced an agreement with Crypto.com to launch a series of ETFs. Prior to yesterday's gain, Trump Media shares were down 38% on the year. And federal safety officials are studying reports of some Ford F-150 pickup trucks unexpectedly shifting gears. It appears to affect 2015 through 2017 model years. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
If you're in the cattle or the grain business, you need to pay attention. They tell us how much corn, soybeans, and wheat we're going to grow this year in 2025. And the numbers that came out showing ending stocks, which is kind of more important than how much we harvest, be honest about it. Ending stocks for corn, 1.54 million bushels compared to the trade guess of 1.51. Soybeans at 38 compared to 37. Wheat, 819 compared to 797. Like to see that figure down a little. In the meantime, in the world, what's happening? Pretty much exactly what was guessed by USDA 30 days ago. With the exception of wheat, 260.1 million tons compared to 257 a month ago. We've got interesting stuff out of the beef division, beef and pork. They're telling us pork production this year is going to be up some. Beef production is going to increase primarily because of heavier carcass weights. Prices the first quarter, this is going to be interesting. They're telling us what cattle prices will look like. The first quarter, averaging about $20. That's down $3 from what they said 30 days ago. Second quarter, $1.98, down $2 from what they said a month ago. Third quarter, $1.98, steady with last month. Fourth quarter, steady at $2. How right are they? I guess we'll just have to take a look. Beef exports are going to increase too, they say, but so is the imports. So all in all, I've given you the facts. They don't mean a heck of a lot. Sorry about that. See you on the next SecLine report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There are a few options for producers who want to work on their fly control with non-chemical methods. K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds explains how dung beetles and parasitoid wasps could be options for those battling flies. She touches on the different flies that could be found on an operation.
If you are in a confined setting like a feedlot or a dairy, you're primarily going to have a problem with stable flies and house flies. If you are on a pasture setting, then you are probably going to have problems with horn flies and stable flies. And so stable flies are the worst of the worst because they go everywhere and they are indiscriminate and they're the hardest ones to control.
Olds discusses how dung beetles help control flies.
What happens is if you've got a good, healthy dung beetle population, the dung beetles remove the manure and bury it underground because they're feeding on it partly as adults, but also using it as such a cute little thing. It's called a brood ball. And they make a little poop ball and they bury it and they put a little egg in it. And then the egg feeds off the manure and comes out as a mature beetle. And so if you are removing all this manure, the flies don't have a place to lay their eggs. And bearing in mind that an adult fly can lay hundreds and hundreds of eggs. And so the dung beetles remove this access to manure, bury it underground. They do great things otherwise. You know, it increases soil aeration, reduces pasture fouling. You see distribution of plant seeds that is increased, drainage. They are just nature's miracle workers. You can never have too many.
A certain wasp could be the answer to flies in the appropriate setting.
And so in a confined setting like a dairy or feedlot, you can release these parasitoid wasps and they're teeny tiny little things. What they do is they hunt for a fly pupa and they lay a single egg into the fly pupa. Then the little wasp eats the fly as it's developing in its puparium. And so you release these wasps. The key is you have to release them before fly season. So we're warming up quickly. So flies are coming out pretty soon. You have to start releasing right about now. Then you have to release throughout the fly season because our poor little wasps are laying one egg in one pupa, right? So you've got to keep releasing them so that they can outcompete the flies. And then you've got to be very careful about using any pesticides because as much as we have resistant fly populations, our wasps are very susceptible. But the companies that provide these wasps are usually pretty good about coming out, looking what your facility is like, finding places to release wasps, and how many you would need.
That was K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds on how these non-chemical fly control options could be used by producers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearlings warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
March is a great time for some backyard bird feeder maintenance. Some advice your feathered friends will appreciate today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 25th, the 84th day of the year. Elton John turned 78 years old today, and RCA began manufacturing color TV sets on this day in 1954. As we wait for the return of the songbirds of spring, now would be a good time to give your backyard feeder a thorough cleaning. A dirty feeder can sicken birds with fungus and bacteria. Wash it in a 10% bleach solution, scrub it thoroughly, let it soak for about 10 minutes, and rinse well. Inspect the feeder for sharp edges, which could injure birds, and clean up droppings, which can be sources of infection. Then listen carefully. The beautiful singing you hear this spring just might be their way of saying thank you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about backyard birds at almanac.com.
March is Agriculture Appreciation Month, and Helena Agri Enterprises thanks the local ag industry for the products, services, and jobs they make available to the community. Buy local whenever possible to support your community and local ag businesses from your friends at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia.
729 from KNDY, 39 degrees this hour. Highs around 70 on tap today and again tomorrow. Winds expected to pick up along the way today.
Sam's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As it's going to be a fun one on the diamond here for a couple of regional teams. And after looking back to its first series win at Baylor since 2017, K-State returns to Toyton Family Stadium to take on former Big 12 rival Nebraska tonight, set for a 6 p.m. first pitch. K-State's 15-8 on the year, 5-1 Big 12 play currently, ranks atop the Big 12 standings after capturing their second conference series of the season. Nebraska comes into today's matchup at 10-13, returns to the Midwest following an 8-game road trip in across California. The Cornhuskers finished 3-5 on that trip to the West Coast. Also, some other scheduling hits for tonight in Wichita State softball news. They will play 5 games at Wilkins Stadium this week, getting midweek matchups against Central Arkansas and the number one team in the country, Oklahoma. They secured its second straight conference win last week, taking 2 of 3 against UTSA. The Shockers were swept at number 24 FAU just 2 weeks ago, making first conference sweep since 2015 and against Southern Illinois.
Spring sports season underway as the Marysville High baseball team was at Rock Creek Saturday for a jamboree. Home baseball and softball season openers for Marysville Tuesday with Sabetha doubleheaders beginning at 4:30 p.m. Softball has games at Onega, which were added to the schedule for this Thursday. Valley Heights softball and baseball open Thursday at Centralia, and Frankfort baseball is at Onega Thursday.
KNDY.